Jerusalem. Have you ever been asked to say a prayer out loud in a group? If you have, are you one of the many who nervously says, "I don't know how to pray out loud"? I think most often it's because we have heard others pray with words that seem to flow effortlessly. We compare ourselves, thinking it would be better to listen than to be embarrassed. But everyone starts somewhere. I remember when I first began attending a Protestant church, I didn't even know how to look up an address in the Bible. The first prayer meeting I attended was quite a surprise to me. I expected the pastor to pray while I listened in agreement. But as soon as the opening prayer was completed, he split us into groups and sent us to pray aloud. I wanted to walk out at that point, wondering why I came. I didn't belong in that group. I had no experience in that area whatsoever. I didn't come from a praying family. We were religious, but we had no real relationship with Father. He was a distant God somewhere far above us. How do you talk out loud in a group to an invisible God you don't really know? My first prayer was, "God, you know I don't know how to do this, so I'm trusting you to lead me." I don't remember what I said beyond that. Now I am often asked to pray. Because through the practice of prayer and studying His Word, the gap between us grew smaller, and when I closed my eyes, I could feel His presence. I learned to block out everything except who I was talking to. If you struggle and never know what to pray about, you can find some direction in Psalm 122. Pray for shalom, perfect peace, in Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. Jerusalem is the holy city. One day King Jesus will rule from there. Jerusalem built as a city fostering friendship and unity. We are hard-pressed to find unity even within a single family unit, let alone an entire city. Father did not just suggest praying for Jerusalem. It's a command. Do it. For the sake of my family and friends, I say, shalom be within you. For the sake of the house of Adonai, the Lord our God, I will seek your well-being. It's a good prayer, not prayed often enough. If you think that your words are not good enough, use the words from the book.